Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, September 25th. To much pomp and circumstance, the West Elk Clinic in Hotchkiss was officially opened last Friday. Dignitaries from Delta County Memorial Hospital, the town of Hotchkiss, State Senator Carrie Donovan, and a delegation of Freemasons from all around the state was on hand for the dedication of the cornerstone and opening ceremony. The new health clinic has actually been open for a little more than a week and is already receiving numerous applications from new patients. Delta County Memorial Hospital opened and runs the facility along with the recently opened Paonia Walk-In Clinic. Both are meant to improve access to health care for people on the eastern side of Delta County and the North Fork Valley. KVNF News spoke with Clinic Director Ray Sanchez at the opening ceremony in Hotchkiss.
It's very exciting. It's been a long time coming. We're excited to be able to offer expanded care, more providers. So right now we have the four family practice providers that are here. We're looking at bringing in complementary medicine eventually, so acupuncture, massage therapy, things like that. We're investigating implementing some kind of an oral health program as well, although that's in the very, very beginning stages. We do have a lab draw station that is here Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays from 8 to 11. We have integrated behavioral health services here as well. And then starting in October, Dr. Brian Eads will be joining us one day a week. He is an OBGYN that's out of Delta, and so he'll be coming up and offering, you know, his specialty to the North Fork area, which is going to be exciting.
Okay, and just tell me a little bit about how different it is from the Paonia Clinic.
So the Paonia Clinic's a walk-in care clinic. It's pretty much acute care, simple, non-life-threatening illnesses. No appointments needed for that clinic. This is a family practice, so if you need a well child check or a physical exam or anything, if you have a sore throat, you can come into this clinic here. The draw station, the behavioral health services are also available. So Paonia is kind of an extension. We've got more expanded care here, so we can cover more things.
The 10,000-square-foot facility features 12 exam rooms, 2 procedure rooms, 2 mental health rooms, conference rooms, and a community meeting center. It has the capacity for 6 primary care providers, but right now there are 4 doctors at the clinic. Adam Zur, Marie Matthews, and Matthew Lebsack are 3 of them, and the 4th, Dr. Ryan Marlin, spoke with KVNF News about the clinic.
It was a long time coming to this day. It definitely kind of feels like we're living in the future because we didn't think it would finally get here. But just to be in a space that we can work in and to have the capacity to serve the area, I think is a great weight off our shoulders, just because I think it's been a long time coming that I think we've been able to provide the access that this area deserves.
And talk about some of the amenities and services that you can provide for this community.
Pretty much full range family practice. We always talk about family medicine as womb to tomb. I mean, we provide OB care all the way up to end of life care. So, pediatrics, adult medicine. There's pretty much, kind of full service here as far as non-specialty care.
How has the reception been from the community?
Definitely very positive. People are very, very appreciative, and I think definitely appreciative that the hospital has been willing to put the resources in the community and has kind of heard the need that there needs to be better access to care here. So I think it's definitely good to see that, I think they're appreciative that the hospital has kind of responded to their need.
Many Hotchkiss citizens were on hand for the ceremony, and some reports have the clinic already sorting through 100 local applications for treatment. Town of Hotchkiss trustee Mary Hockenberry spoke from the perspective of someone who was already going to the clinic.
We've wanted to have quality facility here in the North Fork Valley for a long time. I'm glad that Delta County Memorial Hospital recognizes that it serves the entire North Fork Valley and named it the West Elk Clinic.
And quite a lot of pomp and circumstance here. I think that kind of indicates just how excited everyone is. Talk a little bit about that. You're just really glad it's here now, huh?
Well, I'm a customer also, so yes, I'm thrilled. It's a beautiful facility. I like the way that they paid attention to getting art by local artists in here, including myself. And it's just fabulous. I mean, who doesn't want a state-of-the-art medical facility in their community?
And healthcare in rural areas of the state is really a hot topic right now. How much help do you think that this clinic is going to give us out here in terms of getting direct care and having the kind of healthcare that people want?
My hopes are that it will really meet the needs of the community for a long time to come. I know that for me, when we moved here 9 years ago, knowing that Delta County Memorial Hospital was a good hospital was really instrumental to the information we needed for our move.
The newly christened West Elk Clinic Hotchkiss is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. In other healthcare news, Colorado officials are keeping a wary eye on Washington, D.C. as Republican lawmakers make their final attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The most recent and final iteration of repeal and replace is the so-called Graham-Cassidy bill, named for Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. According to the Denver Post, if Graham-Cassidy passes, it will have a tremendous impact upon Colorado. The Congressional Budget Office will not have time to review the bill before the Senate votes on it, so its impact financially is unclear. But some estimates have Colorado losing anywhere from $3 to $6 billion in federal funding for health care from 2020 till 2026. The Center for American Progress estimated that some 468,000 Coloradans would lose health care coverage by the year 2027 under the Graham-Cassidy proposal. KVNF News spoke with Delta County Memorial Hospital CEO Jason Kleckler to get his thoughts on the possible legislation.
Absolutely, I'm concerned about that. You know, any proposal that leads to a decrease in coverage for anybody or a lack of insurance, which leads to a lack of access, is a big concern for me, and certainly in our community. I believe the proposal is that they would give states a lump sum to manage Medicaid. And I guess until I see those numbers of what that lump sum will be, I remain concerned. I still remain concerned about any repeal of the ACA that leads to people losing coverage, that's going in the wrong direction for our country and for promoting health and wellness of our citizens.
And finally today, according to the Denver Post, Colorado Treasurer Walker Stapleton officially entered the race for governor, joining an already crowded Republican field vying for the governor's chair in 2018. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.